Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Beis. We are holding on daf Tzadi Aleph and Beis, three lines from the end of the page. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Hatzlacha, for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to continue very broadly the discussion of Tchiyas HaMeisim, but in that discussion of Tchiyas HaMeisim, we're going to come across a number of other topics. First of all, we're going to talk about the evils of withholding Torah from Talmidim, that if a person has the capacity to teach Torah, he must do so. He should not give up on the ability of the Talmidim to learn. Then the Gemara is going to have 13 different teachings of Rabbi Lazar, many of them relating to the importance of Das, and a person recognizing that the fact that he has Das is a gift from Hashem, and a person is supposed to utilize his Das. And then the Gemara is going to talk about, Rabbi Lazar is going to tell us a number of things that bring bad things to a person, or that are inappropriate behaviors, but pretty much most of Amud Aleph are these 13 teachings of Rabbi Lazar. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the process of Tchiyas HaMeisim for Tzadikim. There are going to be two Tchiyas HaMeisim, but the first one is going to be for Tzadikim, and what's going to happen once they come back to life. Are they going to stay alive? And what we derive from, meaning we can't know much about Tchiyas HaMeisim because it hasn't happened, but a lot of what we know about Tchiyas HaMeisim, we have to be able to derive from the one time that it did happen, from the story in Yechezkel, when the Valley of Dry Bones, when Yechezkel brought Meisim back to life. So we have to figure out what we can learn from that story of Tchiyas HaMeisim in Tanakh about how Tchiyas HaMeisim works. Then the Gemara is going to have five different opinions of who the people were that Yechezkel brought back to life. Who were these people and what did they do when Yechezkel brought them back to life? And that's going to lead the Gemara into the story of Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and Nebuchadnezzar, how the Hanani, Mishael, Azariah was saved from the Kifshan Ha'esh. So let's begin again, three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Tzadi Aleph and Beis. Amar Vidom Rav, Kalamanei Halacha Mipi Talmud, someone who withholds a halacha from the Talmud, who doesn't want to teach him Torah. The Marsha writes, Mipi Talmud, not Mi Talmud, Mipi Talmud, that he doesn't learn with the Talmud, Ad Shetei Talmudo Shagur Bepiv. Meaning it could be that he teaches, but he doesn't have the patience to sit with the Talmud and make sure that the Talmud is able to gain a sense of fluency, a sense of proficiency, ki'ilu gozlo minachlas avosav. It's as if he is robbing from him the Yerusha of his forefather. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Torah tzivalanu Moshe, marashaki, hilas Yaakov, so marashi, hilukal Yisrael, mishesh simei bereishis. You see that this is a marasha, this is a heritage for all of the Jewish people, already going back to shesh simei bereishis. So a person who doesn't want to give Torah to Talmidim is holding him back from his heritage. Pasuk says, Bereishis Bara, Rashi points out in Chazal Darshan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Va'aretz Bishvil HaTorah, which is called Reishis, and Bishvil Yisrael, which is called Reishis. That's why we're referring back to Shesh Simei Bereishis. Already then, that was the forethought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the world for the Torah and for Yisrael and for the Shidduch between the Torah and Yisrael. The Marsha explains that Klal Yisrael, from their very Teva, from the very beginning of their being created, are sort of designated for Limud HaTorah, that we have this natural affinity for Limud HaTorah. Anyone who withholds a halacha from a Talmud, doesn't want to teach a Talmud, even the fetuses in the mother's womb are going to curse him. The Marsha explains that Rabbi Shimon Chasida is adding something over here, that when you're Monea Halacha Mipi Talmud and you say, oh, this Talmud, he has no potential, he has no path to be Mesader is Talmudo, to be able to figure it out, so what am I going to teach him? It's going to be a waste of my time. So who curses him? The Ubarim Shemeimam. They're being taught Torah by a Malch. They don't have a path. The Gemara Nida describes that it's only when they come out that their mouth opens up and they're able to let out that first cry. They have no capacity, no ability. They're very low functioning, so to speak. So a person who thinks that his Talmidim have no potential and they cannot learn and they don't have the intelligence, so even the ubar and shemeimo are going to be mekalalim shenemar, because the pasuk says in Mishlei monea bar yikvu laom vein laom elu ubarin. Laom is always a reference to fetuses shenemar, because when Yaakov and Esav were in their mother's womb, so the pasuk says shnei goyim v'neich shnei l'mayuvede ulaom ilom yamatz. So you see laom is the lashon of being a fetus. Vein kava elu klala, and the lashon of kava is lashon of klala shenemar, because the pasuk says by the curses that Balak wanted Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, so Bilam says ma ekov lo kabokel, that how can I curse them? Hashem did not authorize any cursing. So you see that yikvu la'om means that the ubrim are going to be the ones that curse. Ve'in bar ele Torah, and bar always means Torah, shenemar nashku var penya enough, that teach Torah, lest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you should learn Torah rather, lest HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at you. So you see bar is an expression of Torah. So someone who withholds Torah from a Talmud, the ubarim are going to be mekalel such a person. Ula bar Yishmael says someone who withholds halacha from a Talmud, minakvin oso kikvara, they put holes in his body like a sieve. So ksiv hacha, how do I know that? Because it says about withholding Torah, yikvu la'om uksiv hasam, and the pasuk in Malachim Beis says that Yoyada HaKohen took an aron echad vayikov chor bedalto, and he bore a hole in the door. So you see that yikvu is lashon making holes. From Rabbi ki uchlu dekatsri, that they're going to put holes in him like the cleave that's used by launderers, which has holes all over it where they're mezalif mayim on the begadim that drip through those holes. The imlimdo mascharo. Okay, so we just spoke about the negative. What's the positive? If a person has the patience and goes and teaches his talmidim, so what's the schar? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sheshes, zocha lebrachos ki Yosef. He's going to be zocha to brachos like Yosef. Shnemar vracha l'rosh mashbir. Vein mashbir eli Yosef. Mashbir is reference to Yosef. Shnemar v'Yosef hu ha-shalit ala aretz hu ha-mashbir l'chol ama aretz. Mashbir is the one who gives mizonos, who takes care, who makes sure that there's food for everybody. The Marsha points out that the Torah is the mazon of the neshama. This same way lechem is the muzzin of the guf. So just like Yosef was zocha to brachos because he provided physical sustenance, so the Talmud Chacham who provides spiritual sustenance is going to be zocha to similar brachos. Amar Rav Sheshes Chal Melami Torah Bal Mazeh Zocha Melam Delu Al Maba. Anyone who's Melami Torah Al Mazeh is going to be zocha to be Melami Torah Al Maba. Shneemar Umarve Gam Hu Yoreh. That Marve means someone who's Maspia, who satiates his Talmidim with Divrei Halacha, with Divrei Torah. So the schar is Gam Hu Yoreh. He's going to be able to be Melami Torah in the future in Olam Haba. Amar Rav Minayin Tchias Amesim Min HaTorah. How do I know Tchias Amesim Min HaTorah? Shneemar, we're going back to that conversation now. Shneemar, because the pasuk says Yichiru Vein Va'al Yamos. So we darshin Yichiru Vein is Bolam Hazeh, Ve'al Yamos, the Olam Haba. So the pasuk is referring to Olam Haba. Ravina Amar Mehelcha, I'll give you a different pasuk that teaches me Tchias Amesim. Pasuk in Daniel, Ve'rabim Mi Yishene Ad Mas Afar Yakitzu Eila L'Chayi Olam Ve'eila L'Charafos L'Diron Olam. So to Klalos and to Bizyon, so the pasuk is mefurish that there are going to be mason that are called yishenei afar that are going to be make it l'chayi olam or l'diron olam or whatever, good or bad, but there's going to be a time where these people who are yishenei afar who are dead are going to come back. Rav Ashi Amar Me'acha, that is from a different pasuk in Daniel, that the Malach says to him, Va'ata leich laketz v'tanuach v'tamod l'gorolcha laketz hayamin, that you're going to die when it's the end of all flesh, everybody dies, and there you're going to rest, and then you're going to get up again at Tchias HaMesim. So laketz hayamin, it's a machlokas, what laketz hayamin means. What is that word yamin? So if you saw it out of context, you'd say, oh, I know what that word means. It's yamin, it's the right hand. So yeah, that might be what it means, but the way it's pronounced is not yamin, it's yamin. So yamin sounds a lot like yamin, just with a nun at the end instead of a nun at the end. That's the other possibility. So Rashi over here writes, it means the yamino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has sort of been put away or hidden since the Churban HaBayis. So when it comes Eitz HaKeitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out his right hand again, and he's going to bring about Tchias HaMesim. Rashi on Daniel says, no, it doesn't mean yad yam, it doesn't mean Yad Yamin, it means Leketz Hayamim, and the letter Nun at the end of the word is Bimakom, the letter Mem, that should be at the end of the word, and it's somewhat interchangeable. The Marsha says that every person has shnei kitzin, that there's the first kitz when he dies, and we call that the end of his life is called the kitz small, because death comes mikoach midas hadin. The second kitz is the kitz hagu'ula, where he comes back to life, and that's called the kitz hayamin. That's called the kitz of the right hand kitz, because that comes from midas harachamim, and midas harachamim is the right, midas hadin is the left. So those are three interpretations. Rashi here, Rashi in Daniel, and the Marsha of what Kitz HaYamin is referring to. Okay, so now we're going to start the 13 teachings of Rebbe Elazar. I'm Rebbe Elazar, called Parnas Shemanigas HaTzibur Benachas. Any leader that leads the Tzibur with a sense of patience and a sense of Rachmanus, Zochem Anigam L'Olam Haba. He's going to continue to be a leader in Olam Haba. Shremar, Ki Merachamam Yinageim Val Mabuei Mayim Yinahaleim. That he's going to lead them in a place of where the water comes out, where it's merachimim, where he, in olam hazeh. So he's going to be yinagim liolam haba. He's going to lead them again in the future in olam haba. The Rambam has a tshuva where the Rambam has such a lashon. He says ro'i gam kein lememuna afilu tia madregoso gedola, that if a person is a leader, even if he's on a very very high level, linogim atzibur benachas, to be very calm with the people, v'yimchal al kavodo, to not be makbar on his kavod, v'yimchal koldo v'sharoi limchos lov b'nachas v'adinus, and to make a macha when there's something that needs to be made a macha, but to do so softly and with pleasantness, sheyichayiv sheyikablu dvarav baratzon ad sheyachzirun lasiyas hanachon ba'avosos ahava, where he's going to get people to want to behave properly because of the great love that they have for the person. So that's the kind of leader that the Gemara is, that Reb Elazar is referring to over here, that someone who's manig the tzibur benachas, he does things so softly, so gently, with so much love, that that's what inspires people to better behavior. V'amar Reb Elazar, gedola deya, that second teaching of Reb Elazar, deya that a person has, that which a person does with a sense of intellect and seichel, is so great, shenitna bein shtei osios, that it's mentioned between two shemos Hashem. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, ki kel deos Hashem, that the words that sandwich deos are kel and Hashem. V'amar Reb Elazar, godol mikdash shenitin bein shtei osios, along the same lines, mikdash is also between two shemos Hashem. Shenamar, pa'alta Hashem mikdash Hashem konnu yodecha. So maskef l'ravada karchinoa elameata, if that's the case, that anything that's between two shemos Hashem must be very very chashuv. Well, gedolim nekama shenitin bein shtei osios tichziv kel nekamos Hashem kel nekamos Sophia. So what's the chashivus of nekama? Nekama is a terrible thing. So amalei, so Reb Elazar said back to Ravada Karchinoa, Limilsei Hachinami, for when Nekama is warranted, Itaka is a very chashuva thing. Kidu Ula, Damarula, because Ula says on the Pasuk of Kal Nekama Hashem, Kal Nekama Sophia, Shtei Ofayos Halalu, the two times it says Hofa'a in the Pasuk, Lama, what's it for? Meaning the word Hofia in the Pasuk is said on the two Lishonos of Nekama. So it doesn't say Hofa'a twice, but it says if it says it twice, as if on each Nekama, it has a lashon of hofa'a. So why does it say both of them? So achas l'midas tova, one to tell me about midas tova, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be misalik the shechina from the Yimus HaOlam, and instead he's going to provide the shechina for Klal Yisrael. When we say nasa v'nishma, there's going to be a profound sense of hashras hashechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to expose to Klal Yisrael to. V'achas l'midas peranus, and one for midas peranus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to pay back the Yimus HaOlam and the Yom HaDin Las Lava for all the evil things that they have done. And that's the gadlus of Nikon. In that context, the Yad Ramah says that Hofa Latova, that's how Rashi explains what I just touched on. The Yad Ramah says Hofa Latova is that Las Lava Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Mashpia Tova to Klal Yisrael instead of the Shibud of the Umos Ha'olam, which we've experienced up until that point. And Hofa Lara is the punishment for the Umos Ha'olam for having been Mishabed Klal Yisrael. However, in Brachos, the Gemara explains Hofa Latova is derived from the Pasuk of Hofia Mehar Paran. And Rashi of there explains that the schar for Klal Yisrael is because we're mafkir our that they were mafkir their mammon of the goyim legabe certain dinim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for certain leniencies with in dinim mammonus that you don't have ben Yisrael that you do have ben Yisrael lenachri. For example, shor shel Yisrael shenaga shor shel goy is potter, where shor shel goy shenaga shor shel Yisrael is going to be chayiv. And that's the ofal letov, is that there are certain monetary benefits to being a member of the tribe, so to speak. V'am Rab Lazar has a third teaching. Kol adam sheish bo daya, anyone who has intellect, kilu nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav. It's as if the beis hamikdash has been rebuilt during his days. Shezeh nitan min shtei osios, because daya is between two shemos Hashem, v'zeh nitan min shtei osios, and the beis hamikdash is between two shemos Hashem. V'am Rab Lazar, a fourth teaching. Kol adam sheish bo daya, anyone who has daya, l'sof mis asher, is going to become wealthy. Shenemor v'das chadar mi'malu kol hon yakar v'noim, that through das, all of the rooms are going to be filled with money and yakar and mamal na'im. All of these wonderful things are going to fill a person's home. The Zoom conked out. Sorry about that. Not sure why that happened. So is the thing. Yeah. So anyway, all of that is going to a person's who has daya is going to be filled with ashirus. So the marsha asked the question. Really, it doesn't seem that way. A lot of people are intellectuals. It doesn't seem that they all become ashirim just because they're intellectuals. In fact, the pasuk in Kohelet says lo lechachamim lechem v'gam lo lenevonim osher, that you don't have all the time that the chachamim and nevonim are the ones that are zocha to lechem and osher. So the Marsha says, yeah, but you got to look at the Gemara at the end of Nida Dafayin and Beis. Ma yasa adam v'yis asher. What should a person do? Aman, I'm back on you. What should a person do and be? Thank you. What should a person do in order to achieve wealth? So the Gemara says, a lot of people rosik b'schora. It didn't help them. So the Gemara says, Eliyavakish rachamim imisha osher shalom. So a person who has the das to know that it's not all about how much ishtadlus you put into to the work. You have to put in ishtadlus, but if a person thinks that that's all it's about, that's a person who doesn't have das. Das is to have the knowledge to know that it all comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore the only way to achieve success is Yevakesh Rachamim Misha Osher Shalom. Okay, Vam Rab Lazar, another teaching, call Adam Shem Bodea, anyone who doesn't have Dea, also L'Rachim Alav, you can't have Rachmanos on him. Shnemar Kilo Am Binosu Alkein Lo Yirachamenu Oseu V'Yotzro Lo Yichunenu, that because Klal Yisrael were not acting with Bina, with a level of understanding, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have Rachmanos on them and doesn't give them a certain sense of chayin. So we should attach ourselves to the midos of Kodesh Baruch Hu and do like he does. V'amra Blazer Kolanosin Pitol Mishayin Bodeya. If you give bread to someone who doesn't have Deya, Yisurin Bayin Alav, you're going to suffer Yisurin Shnemar, because the pasuk says about Malchus Edom, Lachmucha Yasimu Mozer Tachtecha. Ein tavuna bo ve'ein mazar eli yisurin. Mazar is reference to yisurin. Shemar ve'ar frayim is chalio v'yehuda es mizoro. So the pasuk in Avadia is telling us yasimu mazar tachtecha, that you'll suffer from yisurin because you gave lachmecha to ein tavuna bo, to people who don't have tavuna. That's why there's going to be this sense of Yisurin. That since a person was ma'abid the tzura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for him, the Marsha says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him with a sense of das, so you're not allowed to, if he's denying his tzelem elukim, so you're not allowed to give him lechem. And the Marsha explains that based on the Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekal adam rishon, and he says about the ground, that v'kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lecha, so adam rishon at that time, the Gemara in Psachim says, cried out, and he said, "Ani v'chamori nochal bi'ivos echad. I and my donkey are going to eat from the same feeding trough." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Bezeas apecha tochal lechem," and that calmed Adam down. Meaning that Adam Rishon originally thought he's going to eat the meichel of a chamor, and therefore he's going to have the same das as a chamor, because his food is going to be such chumrius. It's going to be such physical food. It's not going to require any das, any bina, any understanding, any humanity into the food. And he was he's only calmed down when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you're going to have lechem. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said back in Davayin, the Eitz Hadas was dug and it was a grain. So you're going to have lechem. Lechem is a sign of das. A tinok is only yodea likros abba v'ima when he's toim tam dagan. Dagan is the when a person has grain, when a person has lechem, that's the sign of the of das being in a person. So that's why Reb Lazar says, someone who gives pito, who gives bread to someone who doesn't have das, that's where you suffer yisurin, because the person who doesn't have das is expressing that he has no value for bread if he doesn't utilize his intellect. Anyone who doesn't have daya is ultimately going to go to galus. That my nation goes to galus mibli daas, because of a lack of das. Another teaching called any home where divrei Torah are not heard in that house at night. Eish ochalto, the fires of Gehenim are going to consume the Bal HaBayis. The Marshal explains why Dafka at night, why not Divrei Torah during the day? So he says, because we're talking about a Bal HaBayis, not someone who spends his days learning. He's got to work all day. So the time that he has to learn Torah is when he's at night, or in some cases early in the morning, whenever a person has time to learn Torah, that's when a person has to be learning Torah. Alternatively, the Marshal says, there's a lot going on during the day. So you're not going to hear small sounds of a sweet voice of Torah during the day, because there's honking and there's all sorts of other things going on in the street. But when there's nothing going on in the street, so that's when you can detect the sounds of Torah that are coming out from a person's home. So anyway, Shenemar, because the pasuk says Kol Choshech Tamun Lutzvunav, the darkness of night which is hidden and put away for people to learn Torah in the darkness of night. So to Achleyu Eish Lo Nupach. So the Eish of Gehenim is going to eat is going to consume the person who doesn't participate in that. The Eish of Gehenim is an Eish that's lo nupach, that doesn't need to be fanned in order to exist. Yera sarid ba'alo, it's for the balabayis that's called the sarid bebeso. Vein sarid at tamachacham, sarid is tamachacham shenemar, because the pasuk says uvasridim asher Hashem korei. So the talmid chacham that HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned. So if a person doesn't have Torah learning in his house, so then Eish ochalto. V'yomer Rav Lazar kol she'enu mahana talmid chacham min chasav. If a person doesn't utilize his wealth to help out talmid chachamim, ein ro sim bracha liolam, he's not going to see a sim bracha from that wealth. Shenemar ein sarid liachlo al kein lo yachil tuvo. Ein sarid el talmid chacham. Sarid is the reference to talmid chacham. Shenemar v'sridim asher Hashem korei. So the pasuk in the Iyov is saying that because talmid chacham are not benefiting from his nechasim, that's why he's not going to have hatzlacha and osher that's going to be lasting. V'amar Rav Lazar kol she'enu mishayer pas al shulchano. Someone who doesn't leave over some bread on his table when he finishes eating, ein ro sim bracha liolam, is also not going to see a sim bracha. Shenemar ein sar liachlo al kein lo yachil tuvo, that if there's nothing left over for his food, so his ashirus is not going to be matzliach. Person's supposed to leave over some food. It's supposed to be achol vahoser. The pasuk Melachim Beis says you're supposed to have some left over. The Levush explains that by leaving something over, you're showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you more than enough, more than you actually need. So it's a sign that you appreciate that you have more than your basic sustenance. That you don't. It's also a sign of showing that you're not a slave to your food. That you're not such a baltaifa. That you're willing to hold back from eating everything that's on the plate. So says Gemara, wait, but is that a good thing to leave over some bread at the end of the meal? V'amar Reb Lazar, the very same Reb Lazar told us, kol b'shayim psisim al shulchanu kilu ovid avodah zara, that if you leave crumbs over on your table, it's as if you're ovid avodah zara, because the ovid avodah zara used to leave pieces of bread on the table for the avodah zara. Shenemar, because the pasuk says about avodah zara that ha'orchim legad shulchan v'amemalim lamni mimsach, that they would set a table with food for the cover of the avodah zara called Gad, and they would fill cups of wine, of fragrant wine, for the cover of the avodah zarah called Mani. So how can Reb Lazar say that if you're not Mishayer Psisim, you're not going to see a Simon Bracha? He himself said it's also to be Mishayer Psisim. So says Melo Kasha, Hadika Shlema Bade, Vadalek Shlema Bade. It depends if there's a full loaf of bread together with it. In what way does it depend? So the way Rashi explains is, the Isser is when there's a Shalem together with it as well, because that that's something that you're obviously doing for the cover of the Avodah Zarah by bringing a full loaf of bread as well. The heter of leaving over some is when there's no shalim, where you're just showing that you have more than you need, so you're not finishing up every last morsel, every last last crumb. The Yad Ramah, however, says, no, it doesn't seem to fit, because the Lashon of Rabbi Lazar sounds the exact opposite. When it comes to the Heter, he says to be Meshayer Pas. When it comes to the Isser, he says not to leave Psisim. Psisim means crumbs. So it sounds like Pas is a Shalim. That's the good thing to leave over. Psisim, the crumbs, that's the bad thing to leave over. So that's what the Yad Ramah says, that you have to change the girsa, and it really and it's va'amar Rabbi Lazar, meaning that the Gemara was never asking a kasha, that it's a stir in Rabbi Lazar. It was just saying straight up that if you leave psisim with a pas shlema, there's no iser, because it's not the derech to leave a pas shlema for avodah zara. But if you leave psisim without a pas shlema, then that is an iser, because that is the derech of avodah zara. So the whole iser is dafka. Is also dafka when you say ve'elu l'mazal abayis, that this is for the mazal of the bayis, where you make it clear that you're leaving it for something that is not something we should be worshipping. V'amra blazar kalamachlif b'diburo, anyone who changes his tone of voice, kilu avod avodah zarah, in a sense he disguises his voice, it's like an avod avodah zarah, because k'siv hach, it says by Yaakov Avinu, where Rivka tells him he should change his voice and pretend to be Esav, and he says, I'm afraid to do that, because v'yisi be'inav k'misateya, I'm an ulayu m'sheni avi, and I'm going to be k'misateya. What does it mean k'misateya? U'ksiv hasam, the pasuk says by avodah zarah that hevel hema ma'ase ta'atuim. So you see, it's a lashon of avodah zarah. So if a person changes his voice or disguises his voice, it's like ta'atuim. It's like he's an avodah zarah. V'amra blazer kol mistakel be'erva. Anyone who looks at an erva kashtonin eres, his ability to father children, to sire children, is going to be taken away. Shenemar Eriya Teor Kashtecha, that looking at Eriya, at Erva, will cause Teor Kashtecha, that his the gevura of his sexual ability is going to wane. He's not going to have the capacity to be able to have Tashma Shamita, to be able to have children. V'amra Blasol, the Olam Havi Kovel V'Kayim. A person should always be very humble, and through that he's going to live for a very long time. V'amra B'Zera Afananami Tanina. We have a Mishnah that tells us something very similar, that that the lowliness of something is what sustains it. The Mishnah Negayim, when it talks about Negayim on a bias, tells us that if the Negayim have a particular color, the bias is tamei, and you need to start breaking up the stones of the house. So bias afel, what if the house is dark, it doesn't have any windows, so you can't see the Negayim, you can't tell what colors they are. Say in poskalo chalonos liros nigo, you don't open up windows to be able to see the nega in the house, because the pasuk says Kinega nearly bebayis. Nira means that it appears on its own, not that you do something to make it appear, to make it more visible. So you see, Shmamina, you see that this is similar to what Rabbi Lazar says, that something that's hidden is going to have a kiyum. But if the house is overexposed, it's got where everyone's able to see all the negayim, so then you may have to destroy the house because of those negayim. Amar Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yoshia. That's the end of the teachings of Rabbi Lazar. So Amar Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yoshia. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei when it says Sha'ol va'otzar rachab eretz lo sava mayim, and it says ve'esh lo amrahon, that there are four things that never say we have enough and we're not interested in more. Sha'ol, which is a kever, meaning the ground never has enough mesim in it, there's still more being put in every day. The beis harechem is never satiated from bi'ilos, there's always more maisabia, and the land is not soveya from rain that comes down from the sky, and the esh of gehenim is never going to be put out, it's never going to say, oh, we've already punished enough for Shaitim. V'chimayin sha'ol etzel rechem. But why in the same breath are we talking about the sha'ol? We're talking about Gehenim and a rechem. We're talking about sha'ol, where a person goes at the end of days, and a rechem, and a womb. Elom elcham, ma rechem machnas umotzi. That just like a rechem is machnas umotzi, that because the rechem, sha'ol is the ground, the kever. So what's the connection between the kever and the rechem, that just like the rechem is machnas umotzi, that zera goes into the rechem and a vlad comes out of the rechem, av sh'ol machnas umotzi, so too a kever, a person goes into a kever, but he also comes out of the kever, it's chias amesim. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer, and we could derive a kal v'chomer, that umar rechem sh'machnis umo b'chashay motzi nimenu b'kolei kolos, the rechem where the maisa that puts the baby in the rechem is something that's done very, very privately, and when the baby's born, it's b'kolei kolos, there's celebration and it's publicized. So sha'ol, the kever, sh'machnisin bo b'kolos, where a funeral is a public event, sayinu din sh'motzir mimenu b'kolei kolos. So all the more so, when this chiyas amesim is going to be b'kolei kolos. Mikan, tshuva lomer in chiyas amesim min ha'tor. And this is a response to those who say there's no chiyas amesim min ha'tora. Now, in Lhasa Lavel, in the time of Tchias HaMesim, there are going to be two Tchias. There's going to be a Tchia Rishona for the Tzaddikim alone in the days of Mashiach, and that's going to cleanse their bodies, and they're going to eat, and they're going to drink, and they're going to be part of a Rava, B'Kedusha, B'Tahara. And then there's going to be another Tchia Lhasa Lavel where everyone's going to have Tchias HaMesim, and the Tzaddikim are going to go through this cleansing process over time. So Gemara says, what's going to be with those Tzaddikim that experienced the first Chias HaMesim during Yemos HaMashiach? Time to be Eliyot. Tzadikim Shasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachiyosan. The Tzadikim that Hashem is going to bring back to life in Yemos HaMashiach, where it's going to be only the Tzadikim, Ein L'chozun La'afaron. They're not going to go back into the dirt between the periods of Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba. They're going to remain alive. And then their bodies are going to be fully cleansed for the full Chias HaMesim. Shnemar, Vaya Nishar B'tzion Vano. So Kolokos of L'chaim is the tzaddikim that are written L'chayi Olam Haba, and it says Kadosh Yomalo. So Ma Kadosh L'Olam Kayim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists forever, Afheim L'Olam Kayim. So too those tzaddikim, once they have Tchias HaMesim, are going to live forever. V'im Tomar Osan Shanim Shasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chadish Ben Osolamo. What about the 1,000-year interval between Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redoing the whole world? Shinemar, because the pasuk in Yeshayo says V'niskav Hashem levado by yom ahu, and the yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. So Hashem is going to be levado for 1,000 years. So tzaddikim ahino. So what are the tzaddikim going to do while Hashem is doing the remodeling job of this world? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu oslem k'nafayim k'nasharim. Hashem is going to make them wings like eagles. V'shatin al pnei amayim, and they'll be able to fly all over above the surface of the water. Shinemar al kein lo nira b'hamir eretz b'mot harim b'lev yamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to switch over the world into a different world, so you don't have to be afraid, because they're going to be b'lev yamim, they're going to be flying over the yam. V'shem etomer yesh lem tzar, but that could be very annoying for them to have to fly for 1,000 years. So tam lomer v'koch Hashem yachliv v'koch yalu ev k'nasharim yirutzu v'lo yugo yelchu v'lo yafu. Don't worry, meaning we think of like you need a break eventually, you get tired, it's not going to happen, they're just not going to, it's going to be a totally different metzius. They're not going to need to rest at any time. The tzaddikim that experienced the initial tchias HaMesim are never going to die again. Why don't we derive from the mesim that Yecheskel brought back to life that they did die again? So we see that even after tchias HaMesim there is death. So some of the commandiyam are be'emes mashal haya, because this time is assuming that the nevuah of Yecheskel was not a mesa that actually happened. It was a vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yecheskel as a mashal of galus, but it wasn't something that actually happened. Did Tanya? Because this is actually a discussion in a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Mason Sheikh Yecheskel, Amdu al Raglei Vamru Shira. The Mason that Yecheskel brought back to life got up and they said Shira Vamesu, and then they died again. Mashira Amru. What Shira did they sing? Hashem Memes B'Tzadik Mechayi Barachim. Rabbi Shua Amru Shira Zu Amru. Hashem Memes Mechayi Morit Shal V'Yaal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Emes Mashalaya. It was really a mashal. Amru La Rabbi Nechemia. What do you mean Emes? Im Emes Lama Mashal, in Mashal Lama MS. Was it a Mashal or was it true? Ela BeEmes Mashal Haya. No, meaning I am absolutely certain the truth is that it's a Mashal. So the Gemara, the Brisa then has the third sheet. Rav Elazar Mashal Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Mesim Shech Yecheskel Alu Laretz Yisrael V'Nasu Nashim. They went to Eretz Yisrael. They married women. V'Alidu Banim Banos. They had families. Amar Rabbi Dovid Ben Seir Al Raglav Amar. Rabbi Dovid Ben Seir heard this teaching and he said, Ani B'Bnei B'Nei Am. I'm a descendant of them. And I have a pair of tefillin that was a Yerusha, it was a family heirloom from one of those mason that Yecheskel brought back to life. So three opinions. Either they got up and they sang Shira and then they died again, or that the whole thing was a mashal, or that, no, they lived full lives and they had descendants. So who are these people? Maninu mason sheikh Yecheskel. Five opinions. Amarav Elu b'nei Ephraim. These are the children of Ephraim, the son of Yosef at Tzadik, Shemanu l'keitz v'tohu, that cheshbin, the end of the Golos Mitzrayim, and they made a mistake and they left before the Zman, and therefore they were killed by the people of the city of Gaz. Shenemru b'nei Ephraim, shesalach v'ar b'no v'sachas b'no v'elod b'no v'sachas b'no v'zeved b'no v'shesalach b'no v'azor v'elod v'haragum anshe Gaz v'elod b'aretz. Uksiv v'yisab l'Ephraim aviyam yomim rabim v'yovohu echov l'nachamo. So those are the ones that Yecheskel brought back to life. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Elu b'nei Adam shkofer b'tchias ha-mesim. No, these are the people that were kofer b'tchias ha-mesim. Shnemer, because the Pasuk says, in the Hemshech of the Nevuah of Yecheskel, V'yomer elai ben Adam, ha-tzom ha-sei elu kol b'yis Yisrael, he-ma hinei omrim yabshu ha-tzmoseinu, v'avda tikvaseinu nigzarnu lanu. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to me, these bones are a simon to all of Klal Yisrael, that just like these guys were kofer b'tchias ha-mesim, and they said, avda tikvaseinu, and after our death, that's it, we're gone, it's over, so now they're going to know that I am Mechayim Mesim. So Klal Yisrael should know that that happens in the future for everybody, that there's a sense of Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, our third opinion, El B'nei Adam Shein Ben Nachlucha Shal Mitzvah. It's people that don't have any sense of a mitzvah. Shenemar Atzamos Hayaveshos Shemu Dvar Hashem. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha Amar, El B'nei Adam Shechipu Esaheichal Kulo Shkatzim Urumasim. These are the people that made images of Shkatzim Urumasim all over the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, and they did so for Avodah Zarah. Shenemar Avav Ovarav Hinei Kol Tavon Yisraelis V'Hei Meshekets V'Kol Gilulei Beis Yisrael Mechuka Lakir Saviv, that Uksiv Hasam, and the word Saviv is used there, but it says V'Avirene Aleim Saviv Saviv by Tchias HaMesom V'Yicheskel. It also says Lashon of Saviv, so that's, we make that link. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a fifth possibility, Eil Mesom Shebikas Dura. These are the Mesom that Nebuchadnezzar had killed at the time that he sent Klal Yisrael into Galus. From Rabbi Yochanan, Minahar Eshel ad Rabbas, from Nahar Eshel until a place called Rabbas, Bikas Dura. That's Bikas Dura. When Nebuchadnezzar Rasha sent the Jewish people into Galus from Yerushalayim, there were some Jewish young men that were so spectacular looking that they made the sun look ugly by comparison. They were so good looking. So Kastios, the Kastios women that had accompanied the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar, Ro'os, saw these good looking young men, Vishofos Zavos, and they were so full of taiva, they started spilling out ziva. So Amru L'Ba'alehen, so they said to their husbands about how amazing looking these guys were. U'Ba'alehen L'Melech, their husbands jealous, reported that to Nebuchadnezzar. So Tziva Melech V'Aragum, so the Nebuchadnezzar issued an order that these young men should be killed. But the Kastios, even seeing the dead bodies of these young men, were so taken by their beauty. So the king said we should destroy their faces, make them crush their faces. So, and those are the mesim that Yecheskel brought back to life. When Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanan, Mishael, v'Azariah in the Kivshon Ha'esh, Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, Leich v'Achiyei Mesim Bikas Dura. That's when Hashem said to Yecheskel, go and do Tchias HaMesim in Bikas Dura. Kivin She'achiyel son, when Yecheskel brought them back to life, Bo Atzamos V'Tavchul Olosu Rosh Al Panav, those bones that now were brought back to life came and slapped Ibn Nebuchadnezzar on the face. Amr Mati V'Shalelu, Nebuchadnezzar said, who are these people? So Amr Lo, the Avadim said, Chavrei and Shalelu. These are the, Yecheskel is the chaver of these guys, Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah, who just had this miracle, Mechayim Mesim Bikas Dura. And this Yecheskel brought back bones to life in Bikas Dura. Pasach V'yomer, Nebuchadnezzar said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asohi kama Rav Ravin, the osos of Hashem are so amazing, V'tamohi kama takifin, his meisim are just wondrous, Malchus Malchus Olam, his Malchus is forever, V'shaltanim dar dar, his shiltol lasts for all generations. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzchak Zav Rotech L'tok Piv Shalosa Rasha, we should pour molten gold into the mouth of that Rasha, the Shil Malei, Ba Malchus Staru Al Piv, because had the Malach not come come and smack Nebuchadnezzar on the mouth, he would have continued to say Shiros v'Tishbachos, Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu, Bikesh Legados Kol Shiros v'Tishbachos, Shomer David b'Sefer Tehillim. He would have put to shame all the Shiros and Tishbachos that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim. So that leads the Gemara into a brief discussion of the miracle of Hanani Mishael v'Azariah. Tan Rabban Shish Nisim Nasu Bos Hayom. There were six miracles that happened on that day. Ve'eluhein Safa Kifshon. The Kifshon floated up in the air so it could be more visible. V'nifrat HaKifshon. Part of the wall fell down so you were able to see inside of it. V'humak Sodo. The foundation of the Kifshon melted so the walls came down a little bit. V'napach Tzelem. The Tzelem of a golden Tzelem that Nebuchadnezzar made fell on its face. V'nisrufu Arba Malchios. And four of the kings that were helping in the burning of Hanani Mishael v'Azariah, they themselves were burned. V'echi Yecheskel Sameisim Bikas Dura. And Yecheskel was Mechai the Mesim in Bikas Dura at that very moment. V'kulu Gemara. And all of those things are derived from a tradition that we have from the Chacham v'Arba Malchios Kra. But the fact that there were four kings that died in the process, that were burnt in the process, that's from a pasuk. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Nebuchadnezzar Malko Shalach L'michnach Shashabaniya Sganya Pakvasa G'zadya G'dimadya. It sounds like the Asarish Menhamen. Ditavraya Tiftaya V'kol Shultani Medinasa Uksiv Isin Guver in Yudan Uksiv Umisnak Shinach Shtarpanya Sganya Pakvasa V'adivri Malka Chazin L'gur V'neilech. That it was only after they reported to Nebuchadnezzar what happened, only three out of the seven names that initially were there reported back to Nebuchadnezzar what happened. Because four of those kings that threw Nebuchadnezzar into the fire, they themselves were burned as Nebuchadnezzar, Hanani Mishael v'Azariah rather, were saved. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Tani Debei Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Have a great day.